Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it, what we call it. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusions. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I appreciate you taking the time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me. It means the world to me. And I thank you for your continued support for all these years. This year will make 10 years that we have had the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. And also, without further ado, I have to just, first and foremost, I want to thank God for giving me the vision with Illusions, giving me the gift. You know, with poetry and the arts, I'm just grateful to have Illusions and to have a positive platform, a performance arts based business to provide open mics, radio shows, even life coaching encompassed with art healing components, and just the ability to share my gifts and to help others, because I really believe art is life, art heals, and art is just, to me, it's love for me. It's my love. And I love to pass that on because I know art can heal, you know, and I'm just grateful for the gifts, the mighty gifts that I've been given, that have been bestowed upon me, and also the opportunity to have a platform for all of us, a home to call, a place to call home to either listen and share, and you might feel inspired, and to know that you have this platform for you to be you. And for anybody who wants to call in, 323-642-1532. Again, it's 323-642-1532. And you can also call from around the country. Anybody who's listening via web, please, please, please feel free to call in. I would love to have you here. I do want to give a big shout out to everybody who takes time out around the world to listen to the Lyrical Cypher. I get a chance to see your stats. And I see who's calling in. I don't get a chance to see you, but I get a chance to see the stats. So one thing about it, well, with me, is I like to give you your flowers. Give you your flowers now. You know, my flowers to you is thanking you for taking time out on a Tuesday night to rock out with me. And also, I just want to give a big shout out to, first and foremost, the United States. We got 93.81% people who shared the Lyrical Cypher. I got we have grown with China, 1.03% in China who are listening. I'm grateful. 1.03% in Kenya, and also India and Japan. So thank you for taking time out to listen. Big shout out to 242 Bahamas for listening. Big shout out to Paris and London and France and Australia and Chile and Brazil and Liberia. We've had a lot of people who are listening all over, and I want you to know I see you, I appreciate you, and I know that you're here. I pray one day you feel the need to call in, but thank you for sharing. for sharing the Lyrical Cypher and keeping us going and keeping us growing. I pray we continue to grow and we grow together. So thank you so much for doing that, and I appreciate the follows. And also, anybody who's listening via web, if you want to chat with me, I will open up the chat. I'm going to put in here, what's up, what's up, and chat with me. Click on blogtalkradio.com/lyricalcypher and chat with me. Let me know. You know, talk to me if you hear a track, if you want to hear a track. If you want me to play your tracks, please send them to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com, and I will play your tracks. I don't mind. I would love to have you in rotation. Just make sure you send me the radio version. All right. So with that being said, let's get this party started. Let's go.
We can have a party, baby. We can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby. We can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. Tonight, like my life, superstar shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, I. 23's on the stand, watch your boy take flight. My mama 23, she can twist that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night. Pull it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama wanna see the mama work. I got $100 if your mama wanna follow. I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it. 1, 2, 3, I've been pulling out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping. Thanks to Drake, Moscato sell them blew up. Mr. Whistle got so thought I'ma screw up. Rich quarter grind, baby, you just a pooper. We can have a party, baby, we can get it popping. Tell the DJ, keep the party rocking.
Give me kisses. Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how
this your song.
Yo, I seen her when she walked in. Catwoman tight pants. Baby, can I get a dance? Listen, we buying drinks at the bar. Matter of fact, you go hard. We can tell you a star. Every dude in here can tell that you're sweet. Yo, pop all you want, cause I don't even drink. Real talk, you can slide in my ride. Yep. Invite all your friends, just meet us outside.
Meet us outside.
We got plans that'll last all night.
Okay.
All
night
turned up, it's gonna blast all night.
All night.
And if you're down, baby, kick your feet up.
Your feet
roll
up.
Down the window, I'ma turn the heat
turn
up.
The heat up.
Yeah, cause you drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Cartier genius, that's the star baby.
Star baby.
And baby, don't
baby?
Forget the baby.
Baby?
Baby?
Yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this your song. Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how
this your song. And birthdays was the worst day. Then we start the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting hot. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, yeah, light skin her accent. She been seeing with that skin. Go DJ, go DJ. This mic is, I need a replay.
Hey. Yeah, I'm trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winner.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell a DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell a DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this your song.
Your sound.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how
this your song.
salamander. Crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear. For the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand there. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black, peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
Lost at sea, I'm a castaway, nowhere to be seen. Abandoned, left alone in the agony of sorrow, like a prisoner locked down in chains. Spirit broken, hopeless. And if I try to leave, I'll have to cross the oceans and the seas to be free. It's worth it. Had to get away. I need to escape, 'cause being with you feel like I'm drowning underwater, suffocating in my own despair, gasping for air I can't breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stay. If I don't go, I'll become more and more breathless. Breathless. I'm caught by these emotions that's taking a toll on me. Confusing reality with fantasy. I must have lost my mind. wasn't good for me. Think I'm addicted to misery. And if I try to leave, I'll have to cross the oceans and the seas to be free. It's worth it. I have to get away. I need to escape. Cause being with you feels like I'm drowning under water. Suffocating in my own despair. Gasping for air, I can't breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stay. If I don't go, I'll become one more breathless.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory, it's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave me, just want enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just, I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up. And every Sunday, he gave him a ride. And this week, he got a dollar. The next, he got two. And by the third, he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, let's slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, looky here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did inhale. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dub. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Rev, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the rib said only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the river shook his head like, boy, you must think I'm dumb. He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor's aid committee found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Baby, now I got the flow, cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to call my name and show you that I'd win.
Your love
of mine, all those times I said that I loved you.
Your love of mine,
yes I tried, yes I tried.
Your love
of
mine,
even though you know I'd die for you.
Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to
one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable, feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I'm so grateful for the support, the continued support all around the world, and also locally and statewide. I'm grateful for the support, the continued support that we have gotten. And this year is going to be 10 years that the Lyrical Cypher has been rocking. So thank you all. I just want to give a big shout out to the DJs, DJ Damu, DJ Benji. We also have DJ Ski Money. So I just want to thank all the DJs for the continued support and all the different artists who call in, who listen to the show, and also who send their tracks. So if you have a track, please send me the radio edited version, meaning, you know, we try to eliminate as many curse words as possible. But send that to me to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Again, it's lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. And we'd love to put you on rotation. Now I'm about to open up the open mic lines to anybody who wants to share. And also, if you have a business, we're all about support. So plug your business. Let us know what you got going on. Like, again, I say I appreciate the continued support. And feel free to share, whether you write poetry, you know, you sing, you whatever gift you have, you're a comedian, feel free to do that. You know, that's what this platform is for. It's a positive platform for you to express yourself and to be yourself and to share. I also want to invite everybody to come out to Illusion's 14th anniversary show at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street. That's Kenton, North Carolina. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 12. We're rocking to midnight. I'm so grateful to say I got my celebrity friends going to be in the building. Sean Ingram, Desana Hanu, Blues, got some surprise guests. We had a long list of amazing artists that I'll be sharing with you a little bit later that will be rocking the mic. And it's just going to be a really big show. I will be your host. This will be my very first time ever hosting my own anniversary show. So 14 years, Illusions has been around. For anybody that doesn't know, Illusions is a performance arts-based business where we provide the Lyrical Cypher, Illusions Open Mic, Affirmation of Change, Truth Hurts. We have a lot of different sister companies underneath Illusions, but Illusions is the entity. So I'm grateful for that vision and to be able to provide that and give us a home for the arts to express yourself. So without further ado, feel free, like I do shout you out, so even if you don't perform, I will shout you out and just say thank you for calling in. So don't get shy, hang up, stay on the line, enjoy, rock out with us. But I got a 252-559 online. What's up, this is China.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I want to give a big shout out to my buddy Jay. He turned me on to this. And I'm Crystal with Jellystones and Crystal Balls.
Okay. So
I do. We do. We sell gemstones and chakra stones and do some readings. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to just do a little poem.
Okay. The floor is yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I come before you to stand behind you to tell you something I know nothing about. On next Thursday, the day after Friday, there's a father's meeting for mothers only. If you can come, please stay at home. Admission is free. You can pay at the door. We'll give you a seat. You can sit in the floor. And one dark night in the middle of the day, two dead boys got up to play, and back to back they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. A deaf policeman heard the noise. He came and killed those two dead boys. If you don't believe this true tall tale, ask that blind man standing by the rail, because he saw it all. Snake shit. That's all.
Wow. I appreciate
Thank
you sharing. Look, you
Thank
had me
you.
Going. I was going to go with you.
I'm new to Kinston, and I didn't know how this exactly worked. I came from Kentucky last year. I've just been in Kinston about a year. So I'm just new, real new here. So I wasn't sure. I just was calling in. I really wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to listen tonight. But when I heard my number, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's what this is about. We have a virtual open mic, which is Lyrical Cypher, and we also have a physical open mic, and that's in Kinston at the Arts Council, and I'm the founder and CEO of it. So yes, the floor is yours, and feel free to come to open mic. Well, actually, it won't be open mic Saturday, because it'll be my anniversary show, and we'll have a show for you. But every month we do an open mic, so please come this Saturday. It's only $14. I forgot to mention that I did $14 for 14 years. We've been in business, and so I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
please come out. You guys are good. That sounds good. This, I mean, I've been enjoying the show that I heard. There's been some cold artists on here that this is, it's really good. It kind of, I was like, damn, I don't know if I want to say anything or not.
Oh, yeah, no, look, you're an artist, too. You deserve to be heard.
Say, I'm also a paid host on Big O. We live stream, and we're about to start a podcast real soon. But we're live streaming on some other platforms and things like that. So you guys are doing great down here. I'm loving Kinston.
Thank you. And I'm all about support. So how do we connect with you on Facebook?
Facebook is Clouds of Glory. Cloud of Glory is it's an international ministry. We actually have a orphanage. We have actually two centers in India. We got the Brickyard Children in Pakistan that we support. And we get up and do shows for them every Sunday morning about 7 a.m. It's 4 p.m. their time. We get up and do some shows for some kids in Pakistan. So,
And how can I connect with you up there? Like, your name, is your name up there? You have your own personal page?
Yeah, I do. It's Crystal Dawn Carter.
Crystal. And my name is Clavette China Roberts, my middle name. My middle name is my stage name.
Yeah, my actual legal name, my government name, last name is Roberts. So, But on my Facebook page, it's Crystal Dawn Carter.
Donna Carter. I'm trying to find you.
Crystal.
Crystal, Donna. Is it C-R-Y?
Yep, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-D-A-W-N-C-A-R-T-E-R.
D-A-W-N-A?
D-A-W-N. Just Donna.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm going to find you. All right. I found you. Cool beans.
All right.
I just added you.
All right, I got you back.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Enjoy the show.
Okay? Oh, I won't. I'll be here.
All right, thank you. All right. Uh-huh. All right, what's up? I got 25277 on the line. What's up? This is China. Just want to shout you out. Thank you for calling in.
Is that me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm good. You know what? The first lady, Crystal Dawn Carter, oh, she took me there. I didn't know what was going on, but yeah, I like that. I really like that.
Yeah, I know she had me. I wrote her name down.
Yeah, I really like that. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. This is Faye.
Hey, Faye.
I'm coming. How you doing, baby?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm good.
All right.
I'm coming to you from the Poetry Corner.
Okay.
And I was born in 1970, mm-hmm. when a lot of little girls were supposed to be quiet. So then when I got to be older, I wrote this. I bleed. I don't write. I bleed. I bleed through my pen. For the pain but the skin that I'm in. I reveal my life through my words. I write my truth. I go inside and I write for the little girl who was never heard. I bleed for her. It is she who my words serve. I stay inside and I write for the young woman never given a choice. Took too many years to gain her voice. I bleed for her. Her voice is sound. To some, it astounds. I bleed for the woman within. She loves deep. She loves him. To give him up, she can't begin. I don't write. I bleed through my pen. The words pour through my skin. I lay naked for you to witness my sin. I don't write. I bleed through my pen. I bleed through my pen.
Wow. That was amazing.
Thank you.
I loved it. Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Faye. And tell them how they can reach you, they can connect with you. And also, she's an author, everybody. You got to check her out.
I am. I'm on, my name is crazy. It's Norfalia Thompson, N-O-R-F-A-L-I-A. Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. I'm on Facebook, Norfalia Thompson, Poetry Corner. All my poetry is right there. The books are on Amazon. I just write for, you know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
They still doing little girls like that.
I know.
Let these little girls express themselves. I remember growing up, and when I was in elementary, my breast was a 34B, and that was real bad back then,
mm-hmm.
in the 70s. And everybody said, "You so fat." I was not fast. Let these little girls grow up.
Right.
It's disgusting the way that they do treat children like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing when you have a little boy and they say he gonna grow up to be a heartbreaker. No, mm-hmm. How you know? No,
right?
Yeah. Anyway,
oh no,
I love y'all. I love this show. And that first lady, I want to read. I don't know where she was. She lost me, but I caught up. But it was good. I loved it.
I loved it. It was going everywhere, and I loved it.
Yeah, it was. It was because she said something
fun.
In the what happened? Oh wow!
Yes.
That brain is amazing.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my God! Thank you so much. It's so good to hear your voice, and I'm so glad you're doing good.
You too.
And I can't wait to see you Saturday. I miss you.
I'll be there.
Yes. All right, and we have a 919 on the line. What's up, what's up? It's China in the building. What's up? Got a 919-741.
Oh, okay.
All right, can you hear me? Got 919? Can you hear me? All right, I don't know if they can hear me. All right, and we got DJ Vinci in the building. What's up, what's up?
What's up, Queen?
How you doing, how you doing, King?
Feeling blessed to be in your presence.
Oh, much. I appreciate that. Same here. Glad to have you on the line.
Yeah, just showing my support, you know, checking in on you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Man, good to have you on the line and continue to listen to the show. Don't go nowhere. I got some more. All right. So with that being said, I just kind of wing it with giving out inspirational nuggets. I do want to go ahead and get this nugget because just some things I heard I want to share. So when I write, I feel it. So I wrote this. It's not even a poem, but it's a nugget that I want to give. It hit me in the middle of the night sometime last month, and I woke up like 5 o'clock in the morning and started writing. And I couldn't stop writing until I finished it. And this is my nugget for you. So what I mean by nuggets, I usually give nuggets, and every time I'm here online, whenever I do the radio show, I always say, as I learn and I grow, I pass it on to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. So as I'm learning and growing in life, I try to share with other people because each one teach one. I can learn from you. You can learn from me. It's so, you know, we're all connected if we allow ourselves to be. So with that being said, I do want to share this. I don't know who needs this, but y'all let me know, you know, your thoughts on this right here. I named it, "You Don't Owe Me Anything." You don't owe me anything, but I owe it to myself. I spent so much time blaming you for distracting me, for it was me who allowed my expectations of you to distract me. I accept that my expectations of you and who you could be to me in any capacity distorted reality. The reality that you are who you are and I am who I am. And it doesn't mean that you or I are better than one another. It just means what it means. I know this might sound strange, but letting go was the best thing I've ever done for me. It doesn't mean that my love has changed for you. It just means that my love for me has developed and enveloped for me. I want you to be the very best you that you know how to be. And I promise to do the same for me. Whatever you do and wherever you go, I want the best for you. The only way I can give the best to me is expect nothing from you and more from me. I expect me to pour into me with positivity, agape love, understanding, respect, boundaries, truth, honesty, open-mindedness, willingness, with growth while evolving, with patience, trust in God and everything and all that he has for me, with happiness, peace, and unspeakable joy seasoned with the fruits of the spirit. I want to do things different this time. I say emphatically to my inner child that I got you this time. I will love on you. I will hold on to you, for we are connected. I want you to know that you are safe and you are loved by me and by God and by the vessels God has authentically put in my life without pressure, without stress, without obligation, but sheer love. I trust that God will reveal the vessels that he has authentically placed in my life without expectations, and I will accept them in my life because God deemed them to be there. I accept the fact that I'm currently under construction, and I'm willing to go the mile to become who God has always wanted me to be, and not what my past, my mistakes, my hurt, my pain, my anger, stress, life itself has tried to develop me to become. I'm worthy, and I owe it to myself to know it, to live it, to breathe it, to trust it, and to embrace it. This too shall pass, and all those things, those former things are behind me by the grace of God. I have addressed the elephant in the room, which has been my expectations of who I thought people should be in my life and how I thought things should go in my life. For this has held me captive. I am no longer a hostage to expectations. I refuse to let expectations rule my life anymore. This applies to everything and everyone in my life. I remember one pivotal moment in my life when I had to accept that I cannot expect people to be who I think they are, but I must accept them as they are and love them as they are, right, wrong, or indifferent. That painful confirmation was what I needed at the time, and it's what I need now. I realized that the things I've learned in my life, I was only using those things for that particular situation, but I realized that you can utilize it for who you will become and what you stand for, and let it build your character, let it be your armor, let it keep you steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, and focus on God and your purpose. And I'm going to stop there. That's part one. But, yeah, I want to share that. So, y'all, let me know what you think.
I love it.
Thank you.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And the second lady, she was great, too.
Oh, yeah, let me get her on the line.
Everybody's good.
Thank you so much. I got Faye on the line too, so she can talk.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was great.
If you Crystal, me somewhere. I had to write your name down.
Awesome.
I'm going to get you on Facebook because I want you to read that to me again.
Well, I've been doing that one since I was young. I've been doing that. That's my go-to. That's my thing. Like, when, you know, you hear people all the time, she's talking about giving little nuggets. All the time you hear people talking about shit, you know they don't know nothing about it. They don't have a clue what they're talking about. They just heard somebody else or read it somewhere. Or they, you know, right before they passed the plate, that was the last thing the pastor said or something. They don't know what they're talking about. And that's just how it is, you know. So it's like, I'm just going to be real with you. I'm going to tell you something I know nothing about because I know nothing. You know, I might know everything.
I hope nobody don't get offended, but that sounded like Trump supporters to me. I'm sorry. I hope nobody don't get offended.
Come on. But it's fact, Trump supporters. But it's anybody that blindly listens to whoever.
Yeah,
they don't take
like,
it. It's not about a personal.
All over the place at one time. It was amazing.
Like what you were talking about, the fruit. You know, the fruit. You know, you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. But the fruit you're looking for, what kind of fruit you're looking for? Because people be looking for church attendance and how much they gave at the offering. And said, that ain't the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love and gentleness and peace and joy and all these things, you know. So the highest vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yes.
Thank
so
you.
So I guess they just be trying to entertain us then, huh?
Uh-huh.
Must be. Anyway.
The first part of the one I did, the first part of it was actually, I usually introduce that one when I do it for people. I usually tell them it's the State of the Union address. So you know, it's funny that you said it sound like Trump supporters. Because that's exactly what I do because, you know, I used to be real political and I used to, like, follow the politics and stuff until I think, hell, they're all snakes in the grass. They just wear different faces. So, I quit messing with it. But that is exactly where that one came from. It literally came from, like, the political BS that goes on. But it applies to any walk of life, though. It applies to anything. You know, you've got them – they're telling you everybody's a doctor now. They got WebMD and they checking this and that.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got everything, self-diagnosis and all this precocious and this – it's just crazy. So that's exactly where that comes from is the fact that, you know, it is what it is, ain't it?
Hey, guess what my daughter had nerve to tell me?
Oh, Lord.
I couldn't run for president. Everybody else can.
Why can't you?
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate
Thank
y'all
you.
Sharing. Oh, anytime. All right. And we're about to go right into the next round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. And let's go from here.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Some change in my jaw. He looked at me.
My worth to me is more than what you see, more than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless. Can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, my child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me. I said, what is that, Father? He said, you have to let go and let me handle it. That's the thing, Father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for. My father said, my child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. So I asked, what is my worth to you? I pencil X's O in my notebook. Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again? God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine. But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph, and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quit to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer, because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. There was the reason, the logic. Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity. Shady dealings with the aftermath of her work was only 50 cents. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devil desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments, and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape, that the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin, so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. A back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watchers could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast, Carmen.
What's up, everybody? I hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. Thank you so much for vibing out with me. I hope you heard something that touched your spirit, that made you move, made you dance, and enjoy yourself. I hope that you put on your schedule to come to Illusion's 14th anniversary show. Come out and celebrate 14 years. I can't believe I've been doing this thing. I've been doing this longer than 14 years. I've been writing poetry since I was a kid, and doing the arts. Different things in arts, designing clothes, painting, drawing, acting since I was a kid. And I'm just grateful that this is all bigger than me, you know, and I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to share this type of platform with people who are lovers of the arts, just as I am. So I hope you guys had a good night. I want you to keep pushing, keep praying, keep being the best you know how to be, keep believing in yourself. And love on you and pat yourself on the back. And everybody may or may not believe in your dreams. They may not believe in you. You believe in you. And those who connect it will be affected. Just remember that. So y'all be blessed. I see y'all next Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Pass the word. Spread the word. And everybody who's listening via web, I gave a shout-out earlier, but I want to shout-out everybody who's listening in China, everybody who's listening in Paris, France, 242 Bahamas, I see you, Australia, Brazil, Chile. I just want to call as many as I can that I can think of off the top of my head, Nigeria, Liberia, people that are listening. We even have people in so many different countries that are listening. So thank you all, even if I missed your country, thank you for taking time out to listen. We are growing because of you. We're expanding because of you. And we have over 100,000 listeners who listen via web. So thank you so much. Y'all be blessed. Y'all have a good night. And I thank you for your continued support. Y'all have a good night.
We were born in '73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others.